Oilers skipper Buck Showalter talks the great game with Norm Hitzkus. Fridays at 10:50. Brought to you by Discount Tire and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Big Dick Hunter will be at the DART station at Mockingbird Station. He'll be there this Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. You can go by there, register to win ticket t-shirts. He'll have a couple of very foxy ticket chicks there with him. So you can see how those early a.m. hours suit them. Big Dick Hunter at DART at Mockingbird Station this Friday morning from 7 until 9. Time now to stop down for a little bit of... And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Big shows on the way to our Fairburg in August. Simon and Garfunkel at the AAC on August 8th. Jessica Simpson at the Smirnoff on August 10th. And over in Crazy Fort Worth, Diana Krall at Bass Hall on August 11th. Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for all of these shows. I mean, really good ones, especially for Simon and Garfunkel. That is going to be huge for the folky.
Everybody's sitting there going, well, that's in August. I'll worry about it then. You better worry about it now.
Especially for that one. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who very often wonders just what's so great about Simon and Garfunkel. Here is Cobra.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, Cobra.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Snake.
Well, thank you. I'm nice to be here.
Good.
Snake.
Gregor, I know you've seen pictures of this.
Cobra.
Oh, God. Of this woman. Because I've seen him in your filthy trash mags, known as the National Enquirer. But a recent picture has been posted of Kirstie Alley on a popular entertainment site. In which she looks like she weighs about 400 pounds.
Could be doctored.
No, because she admits...
Big, fat.
That she weighs over 300 pounds. Kirstie Alley.
Well, I think she was on Entertainment Tonight, and she was talking about it, said she just likes sweets. And I guess a lot of them. Because she admitted that she weighed over 300 pounds on camera.
Okay, in Cheers...
She likes to eat.
In Cheers days, in Cheers times, when she was considered a sex symbol, no question about it.
One of the hottest women on TV at the time.
She was a big girl. She weighed probably, you know, I say big. She probably weighed 155, 160. She was big bone.
Was she a UN?
Hey, I forget what that is. Go ahead.
Universally acknowledged nice piece?
Yeah, at one point.
There's no question.
She's like 5'9", too. I mean, she's pretty
tall.
Yeah,
she's a big lady. But my God, man, to weigh 300 pounds is unacceptable. Unacceptable.
I don't know if there's a good 300,
big,
but she's a bad 300.
Bitch.
I mean, she just looks out of it.
What was that, Mike?
I don't know. What was that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, put
this
it on the end of that
so
other,
far.
Like you just did.
It's terrible.
Big, fat bitch.
Anyway, I was shocked to see this picture of her. I can't, and she's married,
well,
or she
did you
was
see
married.
This?
One of the Hardy Boys, wasn't
she? Married to Parker Stevenson.
Yeah, and I'm sure he divorced her. I mean, good. You know what? She wasn't that bad when she was on that show, that modeling show in the
Veronica's Closet.
Right. She wasn't even that bad then. I mean, this has all happened in the last couple of years.
Kitten was on that show,
right? Yeah, Kitten was on that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was plumping up then, but she still looked okay.
She's still porkable.
She says that
What website is this that you're seeing this?
Someone sent me a picture with a story. There's nothing on it.
Okay.
She said,
all right. Well, you didn't say that.
But you better watch out for those former hot girls that pork up. They can get hot again. Look at Anna Nicole Smith. She had to be close to 300 pounds at one point.
Yeah, she'll get back there very soon.
The thing I believe is that you are what you are, and they are fat. And they will end up being fat.
Have you seen Anna Nicole lately?
Yeah. And you know what?
Grego,
she's going to balloon up and be a big old Zeppelin before long.
She was doped up like a prized heifer. I mean, to lose that weight. I mean, She had to have so many drugs piping through her, speed and OxyContin.
Maybe she,
and
maybe she got off all that, all the drugs and lost the weight.
Grego, no.
Maybe she did.
She is a dumb country bitch.
Whoa, I thought you were going somewhere else.
Boy, I did too, and I was kind of worried about that.
That's abrasive.
Yeah, maybe we can
talk
about it a little bit
more.
Like we'll be able to replay it.
There is no question she is hot now.
Would you, Greg?
Who, Anna Nicole Smith?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, gross.
Would you have at her biggest, just to say you'd done it?
Probably. Yeah, probably would.
And she's like, is your...
I might tongue it.
Tongue what?
Okay.
Yeah, tongue what?
Would it creep you out, though? I mean, if you just kept hammering away at Anna Nicole and she kept, like, uttering weird phrases over and over to you?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good, but, But, you know, for the novelty of it, I'd have to fight through it.
And you asked her to go get some pizza, and she was like...
My big 10-inch.
You want to kiss me?
You're not going to get it.
I'm really not going to get it.
Boy, and you thought Winona Ryder's breath smelled bad.
Oh,
at her drug apex.
That would be the only thing that would worry me about her, because I bet she does have some horrendous gasoline breath.
Mmm. Pizza and OxyContin just brewing in there.
It seems that the Hilton family, everybody's getting into the reality show act. Those stupid sluts are doing well with their show on the Fox Channel.
God.
Look, there is no question that they are both stupid and sluts. Am I going out on a limb?
No, you're fine.
No, one's been in a sex video. The other one's been in rehab for coke and heroin. I think you're pretty safe.
Stupid
there.
Hyphen sluts. There is no question about it. Disgusting.
Oh, it's so abrasive.
Maggoty whores.
That makes her hot.
No.
Maggoty.
Just
with her
sick
giraffe neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And her hyena feet. And her tiger boobs, yeah.
Well, Rick Hilton, the father, wants to get in on the reality show circuit. He is offering up a show called
Seven. The Hiltons don't have enough money. Uh-oh. They need to make some more.
They seem to be in the public eye. He's offering up a show called 777, which is the payoff on slot machines.
Mm-hmm.
He would follow seven high rollers who each agreed to put in $1 million into a kitty. And over the course of 7 days, the contestants live together in a Las Vegas suite and compete in a variety of games hosted by the show's, quote, pit boss. And the ultimate winner takes home the entire $7 million purse. So now they're looking for seven millionaires willing to bet $1 million of their own in exchange for TV exposure and a shot at winning the prize.
I bet they can't screen them out. I bet there'll be so many people that will put their $1 billion in.
Hell yes.
That they'll be busy for weeks trying to decide.
If you could afford that, would you do it, Corby?
No.
I don't think I would either.
No.
I hate to say it. I'll watch that show.
If it wasn't for all the TV exposure, I'd probably do it. I just wouldn't want to do that.
Why would you watch millionaires vie for millions?
It's gambling, man. You know what? I don't think that normally I would sit there and watch guys play poker, but poker on TV is fun to watch. Blackjack, too. I don't know what it is. I'll just sit there and watch it forever. I bet I would enjoy watching these guys gamble their money away at all these different games.
Like the guy that sold all of his stuff. And he was worth about $65,000 that went and put it on one hand to blackjack. I'm interested in that.
He sells everything that he owns.
I thought it was the roulette. I thought it was black
or
red.
Whatever.
Yeah. I think it's an urban myth there.
No, it was a TV show. It's going to be on the BBC network. Or maybe it already was on the BBC network. And now the mother, Kathy Hilton.
Who's hot?
She is?
Yeah.
She has her own show called The Good Life, which is meant to groom young girls...
Hell of a job, didn't she?
To become rich, to know how to live once you're rich. You know how disinterested I am? I don't understand.
Well, you might be, but there's a lot of people that are interested in
why
it.
Why are people interested in that simple life? Once again, I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It just shows these two sluts going around America performing menial jobs and making fun of poor people. That's their whole purpose.
Once again, they had the perfect one. The real-life Beverly Hillbillies. And they let the liberals chase them away. That would have been great. That would have been a good reality show. Something that I would be in on. The fat, obnoxious fiance, that was good till they screwed it up in the end. I'm just not interested. I wish America would stop watching all this and they would go away. But it doesn't seem like they're even close
to
that.
That's the problem. They're gaining steam. There's too many lunkheads out there who watch this stuff, who are interested in reality television. God, it's nauseating. When will the... Will we look back on this 15 years from now and be like, what the hell were we doing?
Yeah.
Is this like the variety show of the 60s and 70s?
I hope so.
Can we look back on every 15 years and say, what the hell were we doing?
All right, what were we doing 15 years ago in 1990? Yeah, I don't remember, but
whatever it was, I look back on it and say, what the hell was I doing?
Now, Danny was in a hair metal band.
I'm sure it involved a Jackson bass guitar and hair down to my ass and tight pants.
With F written all over them. Yeah. Might have been a better world back then.
Yeah, it was a great time, Mike.
While your wife brings home the cash. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And boy, that fertile mind was just germinating genius like that.
Mike, you're probably just trying on your first pair of jean shorts as they were coming into vogue.
When they first went into style.
Right.
15 years ago.
I probably was.
Thinking, wow, this is great. Surely I'll stick with this for the next 20 years. I finally found my muse, jean shorts.
But I don't look back at that and say, what the hell was I doing? Because what I was doing then was something good.
What?
Wearing jean shorts.
I think you think Michael look back on now and look at his throwback uniform is something stupid?
No, because he just started this now. He'll still be doing it in 15 years.
Right.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't give it up.
Uniform?
Right, Greg.
What about your Hawaiian shirt days? Didn't you go through that phase?
Yeah.
You did?
Sure.
And how long was a phase? How long ago was it?
That was about 20 or so years ago.
Like every day you'd wear a Hawaiian shirt?
Well, I don't know if I did it every day. Well, I mean, look at you.
I wear goofy t-shirts
every day.
I've worn t-shirts since I was four. Everyone wears t-shirts.
Don't you look back on those days when you were four and say, what the hell was I doing?
No, I look back on when I was like in ninth grade tapering my jeans, my acid wash jeans.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Never did that.
I mean, you know.
Into your boat shoes?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't look back on the Hawaiian shirt days.
I hated you guys so much when I was in high school. You were hated.
You didn't wear dog shoes?
No.
Greg, you think you'll look back 15 years from now and your Garanimal collection and think that that was a bad move?
Do I?
Your Buster Brown attire?
Yeah, I probably will. But, you know, I'm going with it now. Throwback uniform.
Okay, we got to go because Bob Wolanski's in studio. Uh-oh. I don't want to piss him off.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah,
hello.
Wolanski's in here. We need to get to this.
Maybe a tease for something next
All right, coming up next, we discuss the hot chick here on The Ticket.
Fair enough.